So welcome back to the very last part of our 3 days together at Change Leaders Master Plan Live. So you've got a slightly different master plan than most people get for their endeavors, for their enterprises, for their businesses. But I hope that these 3 days really have, at least emphasized totally adequately, probably more than probably you need, perhaps. But to keep you oriented around that human element core, but also to recognize how, as we do this, it's like tapping into atomic energy. The human being is amazing. The resources of humanity are potentially utterly remarkable. The world, the cosmos, is enormously huge and fascinating and just totally miraculous. I mean, and the years I spent on the ocean, and you just see so many scenes and moments, and to know that we know but a fraction of what the ocean is. There's so much life in the ocean. The technology to go to the depths of the ocean is more challenging than the technology that takes us to space. It's more difficult. The pressures are so much more hard to handle in the depths of the ocean. One atmosphere difference between here and the vacuums of space, hundreds of atmospheres of pressure by the time you get down to the bottom of the Mariana Trench and things like that. So even to explore the oceans are amazing. I don't know how many of you have had those moments at nighttime when the sky is dark because there's no moon, and then a dolphin will swim by and leave a fluorescent trail in the water that is just pure magic. Or you've been down underwater and you meet this big thing that is twice your size, and you look at them and they look at you, and you hope that they don't want to eat you. Fascinating, fascinating world. And then there's space, but there's, you know, even this inner space of humanity is just remarkable. So what we have access to potentially is just truly amazing when we pay attention to it and when we find the ways that in our organizational systems, we can build in the mindsets, the heart to the practical systems that allow us to really notice and then tap in and then utilize in a good way, not use up and throw out and spit out and throw away one another, but to genuinely respect and enhance the lives of those we engage. And you are the people that want to do that, and you are exactly the people that I love to work with, and so am so honored to work with. So thank you for choosing to spend these days, these hours with me and spinning wheels. Different kinds of spinning wheels. We weren't just spinning our wheels. We were enjoying spinning our wheels. And before we go, I've got one more wheel spin and one more little gift to all of us at the end of that wheel spin. But before we get to that final moment when we can celebrate together in a very simple way, I'd like to see, as we, you know, we've got just a few minutes, just if anybody's got any final closing remarks, any thoughts, experiences from the last few days. Because I don't know when we'll see one another again. I'm sure we'll, you know, individually, but collectively, we may not be together, especially in this special little group. We may not have this moment again. So just unmute yourself. The mic is yours.
All right. Thank you very much again, Karen. And thank you, Daniela, Grace, Fernanda, Marilyn, James. It's been an awesome 3 days. One question I want to actually get, would you consider keeping the Facebook group open and maybe we can also interact through there, because I really would like to see and also know how you all are doing and how you're making progress as to what you're doing, because I believe it's been a great week, and the things you've shared, I really want to be a part of it as well, as much as I can give out in the little expertise that I have. I will make myself available to you, fulfilling your dreams, your visions, and your goals. It's just been, I can't, there's no adjective to qualify it, basically. Just to see the wealth of knowledge, the experience, the innovation that came out from each and every one of you these few days, it's just been remarkable. It's just been amazing to see the link. So I am really, really touched, and I would like to stay in touch. And another thing, I know when you, Karen, when you asked the question when we did the fact-finding thing, I think before you rolled out the program, one of the things that I also suggested is, what were you going to give out a certificate of participation? So I don't know if you forgot that or if you still have plans for that as well.
So number one, the Facebook group. Because there's going to be this continuum of activity in terms of the impact and influence formula, which is a little bit different than this weekend.
Right.
So like Fernanda and Grace were not, Fernanda and Daniela were not part of the impact and influence formula. So what I will do is form a Change Leaders Master Plan Live Facebook page. Okay. So that we can. And then in time, that group will grow.
Okay.
And the reason why having kind of like the slightly different groups is because those groups have a different foundation of experience. Okay. And so then there is that. So I will create that. It's very easy to set up that and do. And then I will invite each of you, and it'll be a closed group. Only those who participate in these programs will be invited. And so the next time I do something similar to this, I will invite people to that group. And so then that group can grow. And then you can know, as I said, you can know that those people have had a similar kind of experience. And so that gives us always a common base on which to exchange and engage, which is often very helpful, because sometimes when you get into a group that's very, very big, very broad, very international, without a common base of experience, it can be hard to figure out where to go in your relationship. But I think this will provide you with that a good base. And then in terms of the certificate of completion, that will be for the impact and influence formula. Yes, you will get that. So that will be available in the membership area in your by the time we've finished these 3 days, because this was all part and parcel of that, and your participation in that will get that to you. Again, sorry, it might not be tomorrow, but yes, you will get that. So does that answer those couple of questions? Yeah.
Well, I may say I feel really grateful to have been with you these days and to have the opportunity to meet you and to listen, to hear on what you are doing and what are things that motivate you and the purposes to learning a bit of yourselves. I think that I may say that these conversations really inspired me to realize that we as social makers can make a difference. If we focus on committing ourselves on a purpose and a group of people and learning which should be the tools or the mechanisms that we can use in order for us to really construct or build projects that will impact other people. Because as you were saying, like, it's also a great job, and it needs to go through a path and a process in order for us to really achieve good results. And I really love the way that we were like really talking about people, because for me, it has been something that I have like noticed before in other experiences that I may have, but right now it just reinforces that we really need to take care on people and to know how we can learn from them and how we can be able to provide them with resources and with learnings from ourselves. So let me say I'm taking a lot of learning, and I will be reflecting a lot in the following days about what I have been talking about. Also, I'm really encouraged on following that project that I have been thinking on, and really finding the ways to establish the pillars and the fundamentals to start working on it. So hopefully I will be able to share with you later and how I've been doing. Finally, I will be really happy to keep in touch with you, and I really wish you all the best luck in all the things that you are doing on the bridge you're working in.
Thank you, and I think the date that I'm going to be following up with you on the work and your progress is January 1st, right?
Yes.
Wonderful. We will at least check in. I mean, I don't know where we'll be on January 1st, but maybe even just around the second or the third or something like that, we can have a quick check-in Zoom meeting together and just say hi and happy new year and see how everybody is doing. And we can just touch base then. So I'll set that up for you all. Okay.
Yes, I will be really happy to do it.
Karen, I want to thank you so much for inviting me to this. That I was talking to Fer earlier, and I was telling her, like, I invited you, but I gave you as much as information as I had, which is an entrepreneur, a social entrepreneur and activist course. Let's take it and see where that take us. And it was so worth it for so many reasons. And at some point I was a little doubtful if my project was like in the same line. And I thought about it last night, actually. And I realized that even to talk about the environment, it's a social issue. So I figured, yeah, it fits.
Absolutely.
And I, like, the thing that I take the most from today is, when on the first exercise we did on the how I would like people to feel around me, I kind of caught one phrase that each one said that really kind of resonated with me. Fer said something about not being judged, mm-hmm. which is something very commonly heard, but so hard to really execute on every aspect of your life. And Karen, you said, innovation comes when people are allowed to have ideas, and that we should create organizations that encourage that. And Ifania, you said make people feel free to disagree, and I think that was just like a brilliant statement for me. That, and to say what you mean and mean what you say, like that together, was just something that it's not usually put into words. Like, it's something that you expect to have a conversation, but not usually said like that. But the one that I like really, really resonated with was, again, Grace reading my mind, saying feel free to be imperfect. And that was like, yeah, like, it's okay. We can make mistakes and we can admit to it, and then we can ask for help. And also, I think James said, like, give people a sense of belonging, which is like, the word belong is, for some reason, has come up a lot this year around me. And I even read a very good book about it. If anyone wants to read Belong by Radha Agrawal, it's an amazing book about finding a sense of belonging and creating your own community. So that's like the main thing that I take from today. And also, like, the thing that stuck the most with me, like, if I tell someone about this course, probably the first thing I'm going to talk about is the responsibilities. So thank you, Marilyn, for that. Which it was like, it was very cool to give it a name, like to deepen, to see like the deeper side of a commonly said word. So I'm just like very, very happy about these 3 days. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, I think it's been a great 3 days and 6 weeks. Thanks, Karen, for all of this. It's been very enlightening. Yeah. Sorry again, like that this came, like fell on like the week that's been the craziest week ever. So apologize for not being as present as I wanted to all the time. But yeah, I think this is such a, it was, yeah, both the 6 week course and this 3 day one have been really great. I think the thing that really I am very inspired by overall is the approach that you take to all of this, because at least like just studying international relations and studying politics and now working at the United Nations, like I have become very cynical that like literally nobody cares and they just kind of want to talk and they just want to be right. And it's like a game of just winning the debate. That's what it feels like a lot of the time. And so coming into this, especially the impact and influence, like I was a little bit gun shy actually, like impact and influence sounds like how to manipulate. but I think like really quickly, it kind of centered on this, yeah, the human element, this piece of like how to involve like real passions, real, like your genuine hopes into creating something, you know, for yourself, like to establish yourself as that, but then also in a way that it's going to be functional and also you can inclusive of other people in order to make a greater impact. And so I just thought that was awesome. yeah. And yeah, and I think just each of you have really, I'm just excited to like see what people are doing too. Like sometimes it's difficult to get outside of the sphere that you're in, right? And so into this more like social entrepreneur kind of area rather than just advocacy groups is really nice for me. It gives me hope. So yeah, and definitely happy to connect, happy to, yeah, in future.
So thank you, Grace. I'm, you know, if I've helped even one person avoid a little cynicism, then that is a wonderful thing, and absolutely in the UN environment, that's not hard to do. I've seen some of the, I still remember, and I guess it was somewhere around, I think it was somewhere around about 2004, almost into 2005, when it was I guess at that stage, it was the 60th anniversary, I think it was, of the UN. And one of the up and coming UN ambassadors from Singapore, a brilliant young man. And I still remember his last speech at the UN. And it was so painful to watch because it was like he had lost his hope. And he was so, it was just painful to watch that kind of loss of somebody like that who left, you know, he went back and he still did stuff in Singapore and still did great stuff, but he just, the institution as a whole, he hadn't quite found a way to keep that heart and hope and humanity within it. And it's not easy. It's not easy to do because it is a big piece of political machinery and you can get ground up in it. And that's all the more reason why we need to connect with our human core, our human roots, and to build those teams of people and allies and friends who really can support one another, encourage one another, and be the small groups that can move forward. And so that I hope that, you know, even as maybe this weekend was inspiring, as we move on into, you know, into the days and weeks, and there'll be ups and downs and whatever, maybe just, you know, we can make a habit of January 1st each year or something like that. We can just meet and catch up and see where one another is. But we'll start with January 2021, because I've already made that commitment to connecting with you, checking on you for your, see how your objective for this quarter, your objectives for this quarter are going, and that we can meet at that time and just touch base, see how one another's doing. We'll give you a day or so to get over your January 1st celebrations, and they happen all over the world, you know, at different odd times, but, you know, we will meet again. So, Marilyn, I don't know whether you wanted to jump in and say anything at all. I know you've been in the background a little bit for the last little while, but thank you for joining us at the close.
Oh, just... thank you all for letting me sit in. I missed all of yesterday. I had appointments that I had previously set and had to be at. But fascinating to watch you, each of you, taking your journey, knowing something of Karen's lifelong journey. So she's imparted with you in a very condensed manner a lot of experience. Great to see that you'll piggyback on that and take leaps forward. That's the whole idea. But thank you for letting me share a little part of it with you, and good luck on all that you do. Keep you in mind and heart. Take care.
So I think that just about brings us, perfectly to 2:00. So what I am going to do for this last little bit is just very, very simple. 2 things. Here we go. We're going to do one last. It might end up 2 shares. Look what's here. Let's see who is the one who gets to push the next button. And you don't even know what the next button is. Oh, James. Are you there? So I don't know whether James is there, so. One way or another, James gets to push the next button. And he doesn't know that he's going to push the button. So I'll push the button on his behalf. I was going to have to push a button on somebody else's behalf anyway. And I hope I can, give me a moment. And this is what we're going to do. And as we... So I don't know whether it's got any sounds. I don't think it has any sounds, but that marks the end of our time together. Thank you so much, everybody. Why doesn't everybody just turn on their microphone and say, see you later, goodbye, lots of love, and hugs and all the rest. And we'll see you again next time.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Karen, Vanella, Grace, Fernanda, Marilyn and James, thank you very much. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. It was great meeting you.
Yeah, and James said, thank you. Please do push on behalf. And I did, James. I took... You were the one who closed this out, James. Thank you so much for joining us all the way from Nigeria. Thank you. Okay, God bless everybody. Stay well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Bye.